Johnny lunged forward, and a moment later plunged his head into the incalculably precious water. He knew better than to drink too much. He just kept rinsing his mouth. For minutes, he plunged his head and chest in and out of the stream, letting the water soak in. Gone was the taste of that terrible, gooey stick. The freshness and cleanness of the brook were almost as joyful as its wetness. He drank a few cautious swallows and then sank back, catching his breath. The day looked brighter. The back trail was still quiet. The monster might not discover he was gone for hours. Hope surged again. Far, far off to the northwest, just a little bit above the curve of the plain, were the mountains. Home. Johnny looked around him. There was an old rickety shack on the other side of the stream bed, the roof sunk down to its foundation. Food was his concern now. He took more swallows of water and stood up. He hefted his kill club and walked through the stream toward the ancient shack. While running, he had seen no game. Perhaps it was cleared out in the vicinity of the compound. But he didn't need big game. A rabbit would do. He had better take care of this fast and keep going. Something moved in the shack. He crept forward, silent. In a scurry, several big rats raced out of the shack. Johnny had started his throw and then stopped. Only in the dreariest of a starving winter would one eat rats. But he had no time and he saw no rabbits. He picked up a rock and threw it against the shack. Two more rats streamed out and he threw his kill club straight and true. A moment later, he was holding a dead rat in his hand, a big one. Did he dare light a fire? No, no time for that. Raw rat?
Ugh.
He took a piece of the sharp, clear stuff from his pouch and stepped back to the stream. He cleaned and washed the rat. Hunger or no hunger, it took some doing to bite into the raw rat meat. Almost gagging, he chewed and swallowed. Well, it was food. He ate very slowly so that he wouldn't get any sicker than he felt at eating raw rat. Then he drank some more water. He wrapped a last piece of the rat in a scrap of hide and put it in his pouch. He kicked some sand over the debris he had left. He stood up straight and looked at the distant mountains. He took a deep breath, bracing himself to start again on his run. There was a low whistle in the air, and something fell over him. He rolled. It was a net. He couldn't get free. The more he tried to get out of it, the more tangled up he became. He stared wildly around. Through an opening, he saw the truth. The monster, without haste, was moving forward out of the trees, taking in the slack of the rope to which the net was attached. The thing exhibited no emotion. It moved as though it had all the time in the world. It wrapped Johnny up in the net and tucked the whole bundle under its arm, and then began to rumble along back toward the compound.